If you noticed your last flight was unusually bumpy, get used to it. Scientists say climate change is making the air more turbulent. Case in point, the South African Airlines flight. Rough air sent passengers flying across the cabin. Some even hit the ceiling. 20 people were seriously injured on that flight from Johannesburg to South Africa. CNN's George Howe has more for you.
Been on a flight like this lately? A recent study may have you reaching for the seatbelts, suggesting we could see more turbulence in the years to come as a result of climate change. And after the ups and downs I experienced on this flight, I decided to look into it.
Okay, so we're flying from Austin to Chicago, and it's one of the bumpiest flights I've been on ever. What do you think?
My stomach actually physically hurts from the flight being so choppy.
We'll never be able to say that one particular person's flight experience, which was bumpy, has been caused by climate change. Of course we can't. But what we can say is that as the climate changes, the odds of encountering turbulence on your flight are increasing.
Dr. Paul Williams says climate change is not only heating up the bottom part of the atmosphere, but that computer models show increased carbon dioxide levels are also changing the temperatures and wind speeds in the jet stream. His research focuses in on transatlantic flights, specifically addressing what's called clear air turbulence, occurring high above the clouds. And passengers are starting to feel the difference.
Those jet stream wind shears are becoming stronger because of climate change. And that, I believe, is causing the atmosphere to become more turbulent. And that is causing airplane flights to become bumpier as a consequence.
It's something we seem to hear about more and more, like this recent flight from Johannesburg to Hong Kong. At least 20 passengers injured, too seriously. Pilots say they're experiencing more turbulence over the skies in the U.S. in recent years.
The incidence of turbulence encounters is increased. It may be counterintuitive, but statistically, the incidence of injuries as a result of that is decreasing.
Hoff credits technology for the decrease in injuries with turbulence below the jet stream, better radar systems warning pilots of rough air at lower altitudes. But higher up, along the jet stream, Williams says clear air turbulence can't be detected. He predicts the frequency of reported clear air turbulence to double by mid-century and an increase in intensity of the shaking by 10 to 40%.
Every flight that I get on gets choppier and choppier. It's just been a really prevalent thing lately in the last month of flying.
So that flight that I was on, you know, it was the sort of thing where you almost want to think twice about even asking for a glass of water without having it spilled all over you. It was a very uncomfortable flight, Carol. But here's the thing. I spoke with another atmospheric researcher about, you know, this link, this possible link to climate change and turbulence. And he found the study very interesting, very insightful, but did point out that, of course, it will take more data. It will take more time and broader studies to determine conclusively what's happening. But still, he said this is an important study. He found it important that it could be rough news for all of us.
You're not kidding. I hate turbulence. George Howell, many thanks.